Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here, joined by Professor John Cash. He's headed up the Getting Me and Esports initiatives out at Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte. So, Professor Cash, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much, Norris. Glad to be here and contribute to Checkpoint XP Nation. And please call me John or JC.
All right, we'll call you John. That's awesome. So you made a few headlines over the past couple months because you've been spearheading an initiative at Johnson C. Smith University when it comes to esports, and not just a competitive program, but also a minor degree program. Can you talk to us a little bit about what went into that decision making?
Sure, Norris. Again, thank you again for having me. But I've been an adjunct professor at Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, which is an HBCU located in the city, for approximately 5 years. In the past, I've taught sports and entertainment, marketing, advertising. But what I noticed approximately a year and a half ago after doing some research and talking to colleagues and business colleagues, too, because I have my own small business firm, is the tremendous growth, as you know, of gaming and esports. Gaming by itself, pre-COVID, is what? $150 billion industry, and esports is about $1.5, $1.6 billion industry. And I did research regarding colleges, saw that for predominantly white institutions, PWIs, there are approximately over 200 universities and institutions that either had an esport class, esport curriculum, certification program, esport club, or team. But for HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, goose egg, zero.
Wow.
And, yeah. So I started doing the research. Long story short, I put together a proposal, fact-based analysis, presented it to the dean of my university as well as the president. They green-lighted me because, again, research and facts talks. Everything else walks. Mm-hmm. And I was able to share with them the revenue opportunity as well as preparing our students for this brand new career field. Now, of course, Norris, if I were to talk to you about fintech or cybersecurity, the average layman will get those industries.
That's
but
right.
A lot of times we have to describe and share and build the story for gaming and esports, right? So that was how I developed it. And we were excited to launch the first course this past spring 2020 semester. And then we confirmed our curriculum program, which is now a minor, as well as a certification program. We've also incorporated our first e-club, very exciting, and we're finalizing our e-lab right now as we speak,
awesome.
Our e-sports lab. And that
awesome.
Should be complete by the time school starts.
Awesome. And you know, I want to talk a little bit about that minor degree program, because one thing that I find very interesting is that over the past few years, we saw that American schools and PWIs, as you explained earlier, were mostly dedicated to play, you know, having a team, a coaching staff, managers. And the European model was more so towards the business of esports, leaning more into the management and stuff like that. What sort of classes and, you know, sort of infrastructure do you guys have in place for this minor degree program for esports? Because a lot of people are getting interested in it.
Great point. And I love your insight, Norris, regarding European versus U.S. and what the specifics are. And that is where we're playing. We're going to play in our sweet spots with JCSU. And so when I say we have developed the first gaming esport business curriculum within HBCUs, any type of curriculum, we created the first and developed the first, as well as the other opportunities we've been developing. But so we're focusing on the business aspects, including courses such as Introduction to Esports and Gaming Management, Business Trends, Gaming Technology Opportunities. We're also looking at careers in gaming, opportunities for understanding gaming coding, and also building out in the esport ecosystem. So our goal is what success looks like for us, Norris, is when our students are enrolled in the courses and ultimately graduate, we want to ensure that we're developing individuals who have the knowledge and background to work within the esport ecosystem, be it developers, publishers, game management programs, media contacts, i.e. Checkpoint XP, or any of those areas. And of course, critical is having a robust internship program. So that's what we're preparing our students for. And then subsequently, we're also going to be looking at web design and software engineering concepts in our computer science program. So again, the goal is ensuring that we are preparing students. And I think it's key to understand, Norris, we have been developing relationships in the ecosystem because I want to know from industry leaders what they're looking for in students. And then I take that information and incorporate it into the coursework.
Awesome. And I think this is another really good point, because I'm excited to hear about the program and more programs that are involved in sort of the media side and the business side of esports, because everybody wants to be a player, right? Even with traditional sports, everybody wants to be Jordan. Everybody wants to be Ken Griffey. Everybody wants to be, you know, these high impact superstars. But, you know, not a lot of people wanted to be, you know, Tom Thibodeau, you know what I mean? So now you're sort of training up these coaches and GMs and game developers of the future that will be able to sort of leave their mark from the front office or from behind the scenes. But we're talking with John Cash. He's coming to us from Johnson C. University. He's a professor out there, and they have a new esports minor degree program, as well as building out their entirely new esports apparatus. And John, I want to ask this question because we don't get the chance, unfortunately, to talk to a lot of administrators and faculty from HBCUs, mostly because of the reasons you laid out earlier, is that there's simply not many programs at HBCUs for esports. What factors do you think contribute to that? And how can we as a society and as a community help to get African-American students more involved in esports, whether it be at the college or high school level?
Okay. The first part of that question regarding the HBCU landscape and the why behind the delay. And I'm going to talk to this as both a businessman, and I've been in corporate America for 15 years now, as well as a HBCU graduate. I attended undergrad and graduated from Howard University in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to talk from the perspective of a student and then also with the perspective of a professor. The first thing is apprehension. The playing field is not even. Just look at what is going on now regarding our social causes and social impact, Norris. It's no different on the collegiate front. So HBCUs cannot be as liberal with initiatives as maybe some other institutions just because of revenue and risk factor. Right. That's one opportunity. Also, the opportunity of a proven commodity or a proven entity. Of course, we know that gaming and esports in its current stage has been around for about 11 or 12 years now. But again, they have been delayed for people taking the initiative because of two reasons: driving profitable revenue, and this is something that students want. Now, Norris, you know that regardless of whatever institution you're at, students are gaming and playing video games and esport in their dorm rooms or in their apartments. My goal, again, in sharing with my president, who has a tremendous finance background coming from corporate, is that he gets the numbers. He understands the revenue-driving opportunities through increased enrollment, participation, and developing mutually beneficial relationships within the esport industry, as well as doing something new and innovative to attract more students and to cater to the students who are in this area. And so I if you look over the past year, Norris, I think you'll see some great activity with HBCUs. Think about it, Norris. Last year, there was zero formal esport business curriculum programs. Guess what right now? There are approximately 8 HBCUs that I know of that are looking at launching some type of curriculum or course this year. Can you believe that? This school year.
That's awesome. Yeah. And, so and
that
it's
just
really
shows that growth.
Yeah, and it's really positive to hear those numbers and to see that, you know, universities are interested in. And then also, I think a factor that leads into this is the digital divide that we still need to address across America, where, you know, a lot of kids who come from different communities, they're able to build PCs, have PCs, and practice and play a lot of these high-end esports, as opposed to kids from the inner cities or African-American or Latino families who may either not have a console or only have a PlayStation or something like that. But John, one thing, the last thing I want to ask you is, moving forward, looking at the esports industry and which way it's moving, what are some of the ways that Johnson C. Smith University can help propel the industry forward through this degree initiative?
Sure. At Johnson C. Smith, what we're doing is, I want to be an advocate. I'm trying to be out there and not just represent HBCUs, of course, specifically, but in general, as a businessman and as a professor who's looking to amplify equality in this industry, no different than other industries where minorities usually what? Under index. Now, I'm going to leave first with this point. 83% of all African-American youth play some type of gaming or esports versus 72% of general market, the same youth audience. Okay, so we're over indexing and playing, but if you look at the landscape in the esports, I bet you can swing a cat before you, and you have a difficult time hitting somebody of color in prominent positions in the industry. Right. So our goal is to be at JCSU, at least mine is to continue to be an advocate and leader to develop opportunities. And my concept of when the tide comes in, all ships rise. And let me briefly share what that means, Norris. At JCSU, we're focusing on business curriculum as well as software engineering and graphic design. At another institution, they might look at training coaches. At another institution, they might look at just focusing on software engineering. At another institution, maybe they focus on more on gaming, on professional gamers or in media. So all I'm sharing is that there is an opportunity for HBCUs to play within their lanes of strength and be advocates again in this industry. I wish I had time to share some of the great relationships we've been developing with developers, streaming companies, as well as event companies. But I would like to make it known that we have been making those relationships, and they have been providing everything from curriculum to in-kind to grants and opportunities to JCSU because of not only my work, but the work of Dr. Bernadette Lawson-Williams, who was really the tip of the spear of us getting this program initiated.
Awesome. John Cash coming to us from Johnson C. Smith University. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your expertise and knowledge with us here at Checkpoint XP on campus. And we look forward to talking to you more as we hear more about esports programs at HBCUs.
Norris, I thank you for your time on behalf of Johnson C. Smith University. I look forward to coming back and amplifying the HBCU story. Peace and success, continued growth to Checkpoint XP. A big shout out to Leslie. Holla, I appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.